Erica Kelton, how significant is this case?
I think it's hugely significant. This is the largest fraud settlement in U.S. history, and I think it sends a strong message not only to Pfizer but to all companies in the pharmaceutical industry.
What did Pfizer do?
Pfizer is being penalized today for marketing a number of drugs off-label. The largest component of the settlement relates to the pain medication Bextra, which was withdrawn from the market in 2005. What Pfizer did is market Bextra for unapproved uses. Those are uses that the FDA has not approved for treatment on patients in the U.S. And what is particularly egregious in this case is that Pfizer actually went to the FDA and sought approval for the uses that it ultimately marketed for improperly. And the FDA denied approval for those uses, citing both efficacy and safety concerns. And Pfizer basically arrogated to itself the decision on approval and disregarded the FDA's denial and went out and marketed for unapproved uses anyway.
Was anyone hurt or injured as a result of their actions?
The FDA had very strong safety concerns about Bextra at high doses, and there have been a number of different class action brought in this country and settled as well. So I believe that people have been hurt because of Pfizer's marketing. The historic $1.3 billion criminal fine for Bextra marketing does speak to the gravity of Pfizer's conduct. I mean, essentially, Pfizer disgorged not just its profits from this, but virtually all of the revenue that the company earned in the United States from Bextra sales.
Now, your client filed the lawsuit, John Kopchinski. He was a sales representative for Pfizer and also a Gulf War veteran. How hard was it for him to file this lawsuit?
It was very difficult for him, as it is for all whistleblowers. It takes a lot of courage to take the risks and stand up and speak out. It's important to appreciate what those risks are. I mean, John lost his job. There were great disruptions in his family. Very stressful. It was 6.5 years. He had a very young family. When he was fired by Pfizer, he had an infant son and twins on the way. So you can imagine how stressful that is.
How widespread are these sorts of practices in the pharmaceutical industry?
They're very widespread. You know, the Justice Department has noted that it has hundreds of cases involving off-label marketing in its pipeline, and my law firm, we have dozens ourselves.
Pfizer is already one of the world's biggest pharmaceutical companies. It will become even bigger if it merges with Wyeth. There are some lawsuits pending, I believe, on that as well. Are you concerned about the implications of such a merger, given their conduct?
Well, I think that Pfizer, given that it's under what's called a corporate integrity agreement, I think that they have every incentive to do it right this time, and hopefully they will. But, you know, as a general matter, yes, I am concerned. I'm concerned about the marketing and sales practices of any pharmaceutical company because, let's face it, prescription drugs represent a huge portion of the U.S. budget. And, you know, it's a real drain on the treasury when unnecessary prescriptions are made out.
Do you think that this settlement will act as a deterrent to other drug companies?
Well, I sure hope so. It really should, because this is a monumental, historic fine, obviously, and it was intended to send that message. I mean, I think that any pharmaceutical company that engages in improper marketing practices really does it at its peril.